This is Ome Radio. The time is 11 o'clock.
This is UNMA Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMA Radio News at 11. I'm John Sharif. Good morning. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has praised the level of judicial reforms made by the current and former Chief Justices of the Supreme Court in the country. President Sirleaf recounted the remarkable improvements in the issues of incentives, logistics, magisterial trainings, as well as facilities within the judiciary. The president spoke during the weekend in Sanikolinimba County when she dedicated the newly constructed judicial complex housing the 8th Judicial Circuit Court. At the same time, the DSIRSG of Anmil Vladimir Vrier has congratulated the judiciary for the construction of the 8th Judicial Circuit Court complex, but urged judicial actors to provide services that would represent the dignity of the facility. At the same time, President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf has sent a condolence and solidarity message to the people of Niger following heavy torrential rains, resulting in the death of at least 44 persons and injury to an additional 11,000 persons, as well as the destruction to homes, other infrastructure and livelihood. According to a foreign ministry release, the Liberian leader expressed sadness about the unfortunate destruction and suffering inflicted upon the friendly people of Niger by torrential rain, which occurred on Tuesday, August 29, 2017. In a related development, President Sirleaf also sent a solidarity message to her Nigerian counterpart, Muhammadu Buhari, following the sad news of severe flooding which occurred in the southeastern state of Benue, resulting to the displacement of more than 100,000 persons on Thursday, August 31, 2017. Today is being observed as International Day of Charity. The International Day of Charity is observed annually on 5th September. It was declared by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012. The purpose of the International Day of Charity is to raise awareness and provide a common platform for charity-related activities all over the world for individuals, charitable, philanthropic, and volunteer organizations. The International Day of Charity was conceived as a Hungarian civil society initiative supported by the Hungarian Parliament and government in 2011 to enhance visibility, organize special events, and in this way to increase solidarity, social responsibility, and public support for charity. September 5 was chosen in order to commemorate the anniversary of the passing away of Mother Teresa of Calcutta, who received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1979 for work undertaken in the struggle to overcome poverty and distress, which also constitute a threat to peace. The government of Norway, through UNDP, has signed a contribution agreement valued at $476,000 in support of the Angie Brooks International Center, ABIC, for Women's Empowerment. The agreement is to boost the operations of Women's Situation Room Liberia 2017 to promote peace and mitigate violence around the October 10, 2017 general and presidential elections. Speaking at the program, the second secretary of the Embassy of Norway said, "Norway will continue to partner with Liberia for a peaceful election." Ingrid Bully noted that the peaceful transfer of power in January 2018 will be a demonstration of Liberia's developing democracy, and women has an important role to play in that process. The news is coming to you from UNMIL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga has said that he will not take part in the presidential election rerun slated for October 17 without legal and constitutional guarantees, but he did not specify exactly what guarantees he wanted. Last week, the Supreme Court annulled August election result, saying the Electoral Commission, IEBC, had not followed the Constitution. The court said a new election needs to be held by 1 November. In the 8th August poll, incumbent President Uhuru Kenyatta was declared the winner with 54% of the vote, and Mr. Raila Odinga got 45%, according to the Electoral Commission. Speaking to journalists, Mr. Odinga said that the new election must be held in an environment where everyone that went wrong can be corrected. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said pursuing further sanctions against North Korea is useless, saying they would rather eat grass than give up their nuclear program. The U.S. said on Monday it would table a new U.N. resolution on tougher sanctions in the wake of the latest test of a nuclear bomb by the North on Sunday. Mr. Putin also said that ramping up of military hysteria could lead to global catastrophe. He said diplomacy was the only answer. And finally, RICS Secretary David Davis is to update MPs on last week's negotiation with the European Union later. Mr. Davis will make a statement in the House of Commons about the progress of the third round of Brexit talks. It comes after the Prime Minister said the UK was ready to intensify talks rather than stick to its one-week-a-month schedule. EU officials have warned over the progress of negotiations and said the UK must start negotiating seriously. As the Commons return after the summer recess, MPs will also hear about plans for science and innovation in the UK post-Brexit and debate the government's EU withdrawal bill. That's the ANMA Radio News at 11, a production of the Public Information section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on ANMIL, you can log on to www.anmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/anmil2003, or Twitter/anmilnews. I'm John Sharif. Good morning.